Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Denise Belazar with the Council on Aging of Martin County. They provide services for seniors such as Meals on Wheels, adult daycare, and care management. They'll be hosting a series of concerts known as the Kane Cabaret, one Sunday each month through March at the Kane Center in Stewart. Denise, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Is it fair to say your mission is to help seniors live independently in their own homes as long as possible?
That is absolutely our mission. We now have a slogan, if you will, living young at any age, because what we want to do is help active seniors stay active and healthy and involved in their community, and help frail seniors with services they need so they can stay living at home, because that's what they want to do, you know, in the comfort of their own home. So Meals on Wheels, our adult day program, a lot of things help frailer seniors and their caregivers, you know, so that they can keep the status quo for as long as possible.
You mentioned at any age, and people are living longer.
Yes.
We're seeing a wave of baby boomers that for the foreseeable future will be retiring. How does that impact on what you're doing and the services you're offering?
That was one of the driving forces behind expanding into our new home, which we've been in for a little over 2 years now, the Kane Center, because we did want to start interacting with the senior population sooner rather than later. And again, that helps to stave off some potential issues down the road. We're also looking at the big boomer generation, you know, hitting this population. I'm part of that. And so we're trying to get involved with that population a lot sooner and also offer a broader range of services. So we have been working on it and we continue to expand our outreach in that way.
What is the best way for seniors to find out about the services you offer? Is it to visit the Kane Center?
Yes, we give tours every day, Monday through Friday. We have a beautiful town center area that when you come in, you can just say, hey, I've never been here and I'd like to get a tour, and someone will be happy to show you around. It is a gorgeous facility. People are very surprised when they walk in the door. It looks like, some people say it looks like a little like Disney World. It's a real cute Key Westy kind of town center area. And then we will show them what all services are involved. You can also visit us virtually online at Kane, K-A-N-E, center.org.
I'm speaking today with Denise Belazar with the Council on Aging of Martin County. Tell me about the series of Kane Cabarets you've got coming up.
Well, this is our third year for the Kane Cabaret, and it has been a really successful entertainment series. And that's, again, one of our additional outreaches. We want to be able to offer things for seniors to do. And thanks to our generous sponsors, we're able to have a series of concerts and performances throughout season. And it's one Sunday afternoon a month. It runs from November through March. And basically, we bring in cabaret and stage performers that you would not ordinarily see in this area. And we host them for a Sunday afternoon of entertainment. And we keep the ticket prices affordable. And at the same time, we're able to raise money for our services. So it's a win-win.
And what are some of the performances you have coming up?
Well, for example, in December, we have Sentimental Journey, Beloved Songs from World War II. We're trying something new in January with a nationally known stand-up comedian, Phil Tagg, will be there. We're doing a piano duo in February, mostly Gershwin. And we're going to partner with Artists for a Cause in March and showcase some of their up-and-coming stage performers.
Are the services you're offering today essentially the same, say, as 5 or 10 years ago? Does what you do pretty much stay the same, or is it always evolving?
It is always evolving. And in fact, it's vastly different from where we were 5 years ago, for example. In our former facility, which was a lot smaller, we could only afford to do the services for frail seniors, such as Meals on Wheels and our adult day program and care management. And now we've expanded that into the primary medical practice. Again, all the activities. We have computer classes. We're starting a Facebook class. We've got exercise classes. And we're also doing a lot of things that help seniors, you know, stay involved and make the right choices.
I've been speaking today with Denise Belazar with the Council on Aging of Martin County. We'll have contact information as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Denise, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew.
Till next time. I'm Drew Mello.